Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I'm so excited about being here with you. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world, and our Gulf Coast WHBR audience every Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. And we're so excited about being here.
You think about, you know, we're talking about the days of Noah in the first hour, and it's so important. We got to talk about these things. This is not some wait for the evangelist to pop in and teach every 4 years about something. You got to know this. We're in the middle of great fulfillment of a lot of prophecy, which means once it's certain, filled to a certain point for the church, we're out of here. Mm-hmm. And whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib, at some point, you know, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. And whoever controls the economy, the money, controls the vision of the world, mm-hmm. you know, the economies of the world. And we're looking at something very interesting right now. It says in the Word of God in Revelation, he says that, you know, at some point, this Antichrist spirit, this Antichrist is going to call him the beast, will have an economy. And in the economy, you're not going to be able to buy or sell without being in this economy.
Right.
You need to learn how to fast now, by the way. If you learn how to do without food now, it won't be a big deal. Say, what are you going to do? I'm going to fast for the next 50 days and then go be with Jesus.
That's right.
But you can't buy or sell. And so that didn't make sense for a long time, but now it's very, you know, mm-hmm. doable. And but to be able to have access to this economy, you have to have the mark. You have to consciously take your, like we're talking about in the first hour, you have to buy in to the beast economy. You have to say, you know, I will worship this. This is what I'll do. I'll buy into this. And you take your authority and you buy into the economy. And people, and so they call that, you call it the mark. You call it the mark of the beast economy. And it, you can just feel in the pores of your spiritual being all the checker pieces and chess pieces being moved around the proverbial board to put the beast economy in place. I mean, it's just happening. You can't help. It's like you hear the clacking of the ivory chess pieces. You hear the tapping of the checker pieces being moved around. And you hear the snore of the sleeping church while it's taking place. It's almost like when he laid Adam down to put him to sleep to pull a woman out. Is maybe God is allowing the church to sleep for the fulfillment of what's about to take place. I don't know, but it's snoring loud. And people say, well, you know, I would never take the mark of the beast. That's what they say.
All right.
This year, somebody that will never do without food
mm-hmm.
or cable that they would, or a cell phone that they would never do. They would never take the mark of the beast. But yeah, you know, I just want to pause for a moment and think about this. I watched a board, a discussion panel. And listen, this is the topic of the discussion panel. The topic of the discussion panel was the people who write all the terms of agreement that you see when you come onto a particular program on the internet or you download a program and it's like 30 pages long and it talks about the terms of use and terms of agreement and indemnities and all these different things. And these are the guys that write it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they were talking about how many people read these things and how many people just click through.
Zero.
And so, and they said that the predominantly they said, you know, they know that most people just click through.
Mm.
It's, you know, unlike mm-hmm. me, you know,
unlike you,
I will listen. And I have God's given me the ability to take, data and I can listen at a rapid rate of speed audibly to an entire book in 45 minutes, something like that, and tell you everything about it.
Mm.
Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
isn't
Why did you have this gift when you were in school?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm glad you got it now.
And I mean, that's kind of exaggerating, but I just I'd rather hear it. It's like Perry Stone. I'd love to hear Perry Stone.
Yeah.
Most people just shut down and put it on slow motion just here. So then, you know, he's like, better listen up quick, better listen up fast. Man, I'm like, this is great. This is the way I like to hear information, just rapid fire. Oof. And so when somebody looks at me and goes, this is going to be a long story, like, I'm looking at my watch already. But anyway, so I normally take this terms of use, terms of agreement, and because I just want to know what people are buying into. What are they agreeing to? And then it's amazing that, you know, you're agreeing to, I mean, some of the biggest, I looked at just the presidential candidates. They have their own app. You have an app for Mitt Romney, and you have an app for President Obama, and you can download it, and terms of agreement comes up. You have to listen to read the terms. It'd be really surprising to listen to the terms of agreement on those apps. And you look at Microsoft Word and things of that nature, or Google, you know, Google email accounts and that type of thing, that you're agreeing. Facebook, for example, you know, Facebook handles all their world issues in Ireland. They handle all their legal disputes in Ireland, except for America. Mm-hmm. But of course, if we give up our constitution, top of the morning to you. You know, we're going to be handling it because think about it. You don't think about that your data is being stored all around the world. And when you read this, they're saying you give permission for the use of your data, third parties, data storage. We can migrate, keep your, which is basically, you know, your thoughts and what you search and, you know, and we have something coming. Well, and so all the stuff's on your computer. You're just basically saying that they can have it or store it or use it or. And it's like, really? It's totally amazing. And so people just, they, you know, one screen comes up when they download something and says, do you agree to these terms? And they don't scroll it or nothing. They just go, yep. And then another one comes up, they go, yep. Another one comes up and they go, yes, yes, I agree, I agree, I agree, I agree. Let me say what the third one's going to be. This is the third term of agreement it's going to be. And you're going to be really surprised because you didn't read it. It's going to say, this is the beast economy. That you agree to use our product that you will not buy or sell without taking this mark. And they're going to hit accept so quick because you've already been trained to just, you've been downloaded with so much information, it's information overload, that most people are just going to click through. They're going to click through. And then, because you agree to it, they're going to hold you accountable to it. At that point, you're going to be able to be prosecuted based off what you agree to.
Very good.
And wow. So people say, I would never receive the mark. We don't even, everybody's clicking through, even the panel. I mean, this is like a 2-hour discussion. I'm listening to them talk about it, you know, intently listening to this. So interesting.
Amazing.
And it was so amazing. Even they know that people don't read it. But again, I'm going to tell you who else knows that most people don't read it. Satan knows that. Satan knows that. And so people say, I would never do that. Besides, I don't have a computer. I have a cell phone. Well, every single app has the same thing. When you get these 50 pages from your cell phone, it's saying the same thing. These are companies and corporations. They're not government entities. These are, I mean, you go to one cabinet company and they treat you this way and give you a good deal. You go to another cabinet company and they take advantage of you. Those are two different companies, two different corporations. Well, imagine both of them having all of your money and your information. That's what these are. They're companies. They're not people. They're not they're not God. You know, they're not government. They have no constitutional requirements to abide by. That's the government has the constitutional.
A lot of these companies are realizing too that they're not even interested in you and paying full price for the tablets and the pads. Amazon, for instance, is taking a loss on these Kindles that they're doing because they want you to buy their content. You know, just so it's kind of everyone's getting prepared already in a way to just be purchasing and buying just by click, 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 click. And you agreed to terms months and years ago when you first bought it, when you first signed up for the account.
Well, you know, you think of, what you heard also, I just heard, you know, allegedly Florida is about to get rid of all their books. I understand that in Jersey they've gotten rid of their books, and they have iPads there. Is that right?
In the junior high school, they're going to be dispersing. They have already dispersed iPads, and that's, you're going to see that a lot. In fact, they, allegedly the new iPad is designed now, the 7-inch one that they're designing, that's the big push, is iBooks, is to get all the reading, everything electronically, all the data. And so, but that's what they're presently using in the middle schools right now in Jersey.
Well, yeah, Florida, Florida is about to get rid of all their books and go to an iPad.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to tell you more about that when we come back from our break, but understand that they got a budget number down to replace all the books, from what I understand. I'll give you an exact quote from that in just a moment. But understand this. Whoever controls the finances controls the vision. When we keep on saying government, and we do need to rethink how we're taking care of the poor and the needy. If 97% of the church is robbing God, listen, they're robbing their neighbor as well. If 97% aren't given to God, his tithes and his offerings, you know that the neighbor is being robbed. So we can't say that free market is the way to go if we're still not taking care of the needy and the poor. And so we have to rethink how we're taking care of people. And and while we're thinking about it, you know, go outside of your house with cash in your hand and find a homeless person, find a hungry person, and get used to money, stuff and things leaving your hands and going to people that are needy as you're thinking. Don't sit back and ponder this. Let God see, you know, that you are going to start dispersing and taking care of people as you're trying to hear him out, as you're trying to hear him out. Don't wait and try to figure, you know, I'm just trying to wait on God to get a word from God.
It's kind of cash while you can, you know. Even right now in the George Washington Bridge, they just came out with a new law, a new update. Right now you have to have you can either pay with an Easy Pass, which is an electronic device that once you go through the bridge, it just kind of debits your account, or you can pay cash. Well, they introduced that concept. Then the next thing was to increase the toll amount, but if you use electronic Easy Pass, you pay less than someone who's actually paying cash. So there was like a $2 discount. Instead of paying $12 cash, you pay $10 with your Easy Pass that is electronically debited from your account. Now coming in November, they are no longer accepting cash payments. So your only option is to get an Easy Pass. But that's okay. If you don't get an Easy Pass and you decide to go through the toll to get to Manhattan from New Jersey, they will take a picture of your license plate and they will bill you. It's like, wow. Good luck trying to explain that maybe you didn't go through the pass that day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're seeing more and more the opportunity to totally get rid of cash. And now you have, even now with the new iPhone updates, you have all these things called Passport, where you can now electronically pay in Starbucks. You just, you know, you have your account. You don't even have to take your card out. You just do it right from your phone. And so you're seeing, you know, give cash and let that cash come out of you, because there's coming a day where you're not going to be use cash.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
It's not another Lego set or doll. No, what your child wants most from you this holiday season is your time and attention. This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and financial expert Mary Hunt reminds us, it's not about the stuff.
I promise you, when your children reach their adult years, when they remember Christmas, they will not remember the gifts. They will not. They're going to remember whether mom was stressed out or that she was fun to be around. They're going to remember the time that you went and took the sled up the hill and sled together. If you're looking to make Christmas something your kids will remember, think past the gifts. Gifts are involved, but they are such a small, small part of it.
This season, be intentional about your time and money. Make some great memories with your children that they'll treasure forever. You'll find more ideas for your journey as a mom or a dad at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner, you click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we've got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We have so much to be able to talk about in the context of that, that understand if a salesperson, this is what a salesperson says. They don't try to tell you everything. They just want to get their foot in the door. And what you're seeing is when somebody said, let's just have don't ask, don't tell. That was a foot in the door. We're facing today what we face today because we let, you know, we said, hey, that's cool. Don't ask, don't tell. Then you look at, oh, let's just allow, you know, abortion for this reason. Mm-hmm. That was a foot in the door. And now it's abortion for, you know, you can sneeze and have one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we say, hey, you know, let's just allow divorce under, you know, no fault or whatever. Now, 50% of the people in the church are getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And what the enemy likes to do and most people buy into is, no, I'm not asking for the whole football field. I'm asking just for a yard.
Right.
I'm just asking for a small, if you just let me get my foot in the door. That's what a salesperson would say. You just got to get in their presence. You got to get, once you're there, you know, you got to get there first. And right now, if this present government that's in place has a foot in so many different doors, it's amazing. And they're saying they even want their foot in more areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it may seem minor to you, but it's major because the salesperson has an idea. Their concept is they want you to get to buy these encyclopedias or whatever. You know, they want you to buy their product. It's a thing that you probably don't know what it is, but. But understand that the government taking over healthcare, we need to rethink how we're doing it. We're not taking care of people right. But the government doing it is not like this small little toe in the door. This is a huge body in the doorway. And sure, whoever controls the money controls the vision of our country. Mm. And by surrendering this huge part of our gross national product, gross domestic product, that we are going to be... we've already made huge decisions. I mean, there's some huge things. And of course, if we don't repent, if the church does not do what's right, you know, God allows pagans to rule over his priests, his mm-hmm. kings, and us, his mm-hmm. people, until we get rid of our sin. And so it starts with us, if God's people mm-hmm. are called by his name. But to know that these things that people are asking for right now, they're asking to get their foot in the door. They're asking to get their foot in the door, and it seems kind of innocent at first. It seems mildly innocent. How could that be bad? Yes, this is a really good reason. I said, you know, you can be right. You can take something that's right, and that's what, you know, I used to be a community organizer. That's what you do. as a community organizer, you would talk to somebody about something that's right, and you would relate to them. This wasn't your issue, it was their issue. And then they would all organize around that right issue. But the goal was, and once I found out what the goal was and what the people were, I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that. But in the context of it was to get them mobilized and moving and get them used to moving and forcing authority to do what they wanted it to do. And eventually, then you turn them in a direction where you're transforming a community through community organizing. I mean, fundamental transformation. And I saw that as definitely wrong. And I saw it as the church shouldn't have been allowing that to happen to it. And left it. But it was a very educational time. Because I can kind of see right now what we have going on in America is our community organizers now are in, not just our president, it's all the way across the board.
Right.
That mindset of fundamental transformation is in all of our leadership positions. And they're wanting to transform how we do things. Well, do you really want to give up the vision of America? Well, no, I want to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and I want to hold on to the Constitution. But let me tell you something. If you give control of the money up to the government, if you give all your money, 100% tax rate, some of them are talking about, if you do that, you can kick and scream all you want to, but they're going to call the blows. They're going to say, this is where it goes. This is what we're going to do. And we know better than that. And, you know, this is how the school lunches will be. This is how, you know, it's just, they change all these values. And now they're telling, this is specifically what's being said, you know, about the healthcare that now the government's saying, and about business, that you are, because you're in business, this is what they're telling business, because you chose to get into the free market of America, you gave up your religious, you have to separate your faith from the free market. You cannot say this is a Christian business, therefore we're not going to provide the abortion care, you know, for our employees. They said, this is what they're saying. They're saying, allegedly, they're saying that you have to separate the two. And now they're even telling, one of the publishers of Tyndale House, or I don't know if it's Tyndale House or the one that prints Bibles, one of the ones that prints Bibles. Who?
Nelson. Thomas Nelson.
No, it's not Nelson. It's anyway, allegedly they're saying that you're not religious enough, so you're going to need to have to buy health care that provides abortion for your...
What?
They print Bibles, you know. And then they're telling... They're telling the Catholics, you know, to do the same. It's like, but you know what? The second you turn to government and you let government dictate and you give them the financial control of your money, they're going to tell you you're going to have to pay for abortions for your employees who have them without your knowledge, and you're going to find out. If you go back and search abortion out on the VFN Torch, you'll see predominantly it's most of the people who profess to be Christians are the ones that are having them, a different, you know, belief in Jesus, but they're the ones having these abortions.
Isn't that like how it's always been, though? People are easily controlled by what they get. And so you're looking at sometimes a people that because they're getting things or wanting things, they keep surrendering more and more and more of their rights and are easily and happily being controlled as long as they're getting what they want.
I mean, think about it. The government gets no money to give you until you give it to them.
Right.
And so the only way they have something to give is because they taxed you to get it. So they're going to take money from you to give it back to you. And this is what a lot of people say, because since 50% of people in America pretty much don't pay taxes, they go, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, right.
And what that is called is transference of wealth. I don't have any problem at all. You know, like my friend from Denmark. No, I don't have it. I don't mind being unemployed for the longest time. He's like, yeah, because somebody else's money is paying for him to be unemployed.
That's right.
And but as Christians, we're not saying, hey, you know, I don't want other people. I don't want to live off other people's. I want to work. Yeah, I want to work. And if you don't work, you don't eat. And
I was pretty clear about that, isn't it?
It's very clear about that. But I didn't want to say that. It's October 10th article in the NorthEscambia.com talks about the iPads for all the schools in Florida. It's going to cost Florida $441 million.
Oh my
the
God.
State Board of Education, it says, has put a price tag on the state's share of transition to digital learning materials for the public school systems across Florida, which is $441 million. So it looks like they're transferring the digital learning figure is part of the State Department of Education's $15.2 billion budget request. They're requesting a budget to be able to change that out, which is 4.2% of their budget. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's huge.
It's the big thing. This is the thing about it is that now the company, the corporation called Apple, mm-hmm. who has their data stored all over the world, has total access to your kid 24/7, surpassing the teacher, the principal, your governor, your sheriff, your police officer, your county commissioners, your school board, you parents. I mean, it goes right into a company and a corporation. And you don't even, and the founder's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really knows these companies. And besides, it's a company, the corporation, whose builders are jumping off the building in China. And who's running these companies? Mm-hmm. And it's like, what point are we going to take? When you get to the throne of God, when you stand before God, and you will, everybody will, it's appointed once to die and then the judgment. He's not going to say to you, God's not going to say, you know, I'm so glad you got that doctorate degree. You know, right. The way that you just put everything aside and everything that I told you to do and that you pursued a doctorate degree or a bachelor's or that you, you know, well, you merged those companies and you gained a lot of great wealth and built you a big old house and stuff. I mean, he's not going to say, hey, I love the way that you avoided the needs of society and took care of yourself. I mean, he's not going to, it's just these things that we measure. I like the way that you were able to learn, read like 10,000 books and you were able to, you know, move data around on your iPad system. I just love the, all these things that men measure by in regards to value, it doesn't even cross the grid of his conversation with you. He's going to ask you this question. He's going to look at you and he's going to look at me and he's going to look down at us and he's going to see, ask this question, did we love? How did we handle other people? How did we treat other people? Well, I didn't have time. I was in business and I had to get all these plaques on my wall for all my education and I had to do this and that and, you know, and these business mergers and I was just busy. You know, he's like, anyway, like I said, it reminds me of this particular man that he had an encounter with God where he, I don't know whether he had died or whether he had had a vision, but he was standing before the throne of God and he couldn't really see God because God was so much higher than him. He's standing there, but then God began to look down at him and just stare at him and he's talking. He's going like, you know, I did this and I did that. And he's talking about religious things he did.
Right.
And then God just keeps staring at him. And then he says, what? What? He started thinking, you know, something must be wrong. I mean, I'm cranking all this stuff out I did. And God says this. He says, I'm just seeing how much you look like my son. How much do you look like my son?
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN Radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, I went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.
There is nothing, I mean nothing, Pat, worse than man's religion, you know, man's attempt to work his way to God.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to get right in my own works and stuff. And there's nothing more enjoyable than a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And that he's called us to walk in intimacy with him. I mean, the statement, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is not just some pat answer to let somebody know that you're saved. The question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you guys chat? Do y'all talk? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you hear him? Do you know his voice? And that, you know, and you may be listening right now and thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I just listened to my preacher talk, or I just listened to my pastor speak, or I listened to teachers, or I read other people who heard from God, which is, you know, that's cool. But God loves you and wants to talk to you.
Right.
You know, and people want, they want this, but sometimes they just need a simple plan to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can find that plan. We have a plan for you that can begin you on a simple abiding plan. Because he says in John 15, apart from abiding with me, Jesus says this, you can do nothing.
Right.
And if you want to get freedom in your life, you want to begin to do something, you know what I'm saying? And watch what God's able to do. Begin from the point of success, which is abiding with him. You can go right now to iabide.org, just like the iPhone, iabide.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like it, go ahead and write there, request an abiding plan. Immediately, you'll be given an abiding plan. It has a video, has how to do it, some simple little steps to do it. And it's not as complicated as religion made it out to be. Listen, God wants to talk with you. Mm-hmm. You can write your own devotional. Listen, just try it for 6 weeks. Just say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm going to begin. Because they say it takes about 40 days to build a habit. Mm-hmm. You know, take 6 weeks out of your life and say, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to abide daily at a certain time in a certain place. And it has all this kind of tell you how to do it. And just watch what happens and see how your life begins. Watch how God begins to speak to you. Mm-hmm. You can find this at iabide.org. Request your free plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We were just talking about whoever controls the economy, money controls the vision. And as we're surrendering all the money over to government, understand
that they want
to be able to control the vision. And I don't believe that it's evil intentions. I believe that they just think that they know better how to do things. They feel that they know better how to do things than men are doing it presently. And the truth is, if you look at, just look at the church, you know, and how we're handling things and what we're doing financially and what we're doing if we're in captivity, you know, and you read God's word and how he responds to those things, there are times where God, what we will not do by choice, you know, God will do by force. Because God is concerned about every human being. He's concerned about your neighbor, even if they don't cross your mind, they're crossing God's mind all the time. And we need to be concerned. We are our brother's keeper. And unlike Cain didn't think he was, we are. And didn't end well for him. But whoever controls the money controls the vision. And it makes me think about, you know, before we talk about the wisdom moment today, is understanding where we are financially at this point kind of puts things into perspective. Because we were just talking earlier about we got to pay attention prophetically because, you know, the beast economy and buying and selling and the mark of the beast. And, you know, it's very doable now. It's very doable right now. I mean, they know whether you're not only where you are in the state, but they know where you are in your house. If you have your mobile device with you, if you have a mobile phone, it can follow your, they know where you are as you're walking around in your blueprint of your home.
Yeah. Follow the blue dot.
Follow the blue dot. That's why I put mine on my dog and send him out. And
let him chase him.
Run, Rover, run. You know, yeah, I just send mine to UPS around the world and it comes back. But it's not a hard thing to do. And the question is, at what point will it become integrated with the human being body? And at what point, when people start getting their mobile devices stolen from them, they're going to say, we've resolved that. We can actually embed that in you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you embed it in your wrist, people said, that's fine. They won't steal nothing now. Well, let me tell you about evil. They'll cut your arm off to take your wallet. Right. So don't think that embedding it in your body will stop somebody who's willing to kill your body. But when you think about whoever controls the money controls the vision. And right now, at this very moment, imagine this. I mean, what would it be like, John? Think about it. That, say your groceries cost you $100 a month. I know we're theorizing here. I'm sure it's less. But imagine, you know, your personal groceries, you go out and you buy your groceries using $100 because that really helps us think. I mean, if we said if your groceries cost you, you know, $372.25, I've already lost you. So let's just say, just for figuring, it costs you $100 a month, costs you $100. And say that 43 of those $100 every single month, you didn't use your cash. Because the truth is you didn't have all the cash. You only had $57. So you would take $43 of the $100 of your groceries and you put it on a credit card. And then you go to the next month and you buy another $100 worth of groceries. And again, all you have is $57. So you take $43 and put that on the credit card. So you have last month's $43 on the credit card. And you have this month's $43 on the credit card. Now, you have $200 worth of groceries, right? Because you had $100 of groceries on one month and $100 of groceries on the next month. But $43 was borrowed money each month. And they're going to charge you interest on that. By the way, they're not going to say, just give me the $43 back. We'll call it even.
Yeah, right.
They charge you interest. You know, some credit cards, amazing what they charge on it. And so now you owe the $43 plus interest. And they don't want you to pay it off. I'm going to tell you, the ultimate goal of the credit card company is just keep doing that and pay minimum payments, because we want to have a long-lasting relationship that you never pay off this debt, because we want to own you. We want to have part of your income for the rest of your life. Well, how? I mean, think about it. What if your monthly expenses are $2,000 a month? You know, your rent, your car, utilities, food, fuel, $2,000 a month.
Right.
And you took 43% of that each month, like $860, and you put that on your credit card every month. And you borrowed it. I mean, how long is this going to last?
Not long.
Yeah, not long at all.
Well, how, now listen. How did you guys get that so easily? We have brilliant, you know, economists.
Right.
We have people who've gone to Harvard and Yale. We have people that have studied at Princeton. We have people that have worked on the economics of our nation down to the nth degree. Bankers, and we have all these things going on. And you guys figured it out that quickly that's not going to last that long. That is not going to last that long. Well, let me tell you something. Whoever controls the money controls the vision. $43 out of every $100 America spends now is on the credit card.
Wow.
Wow.
We borrow that money. $43 out of every $100 is borrowed from like China, the Saudis, somebody outside of our country. That's not good. I mean, you figured that out, and I was hoping to be y'all got it. You know,
well, it's not rocket science. You know, it's not rocket science. And when you're just trying to live off of credit and just keep thinking you're just going to keep making the minimum payment.
So you're telling me this, then? They know this.
Oh,
they know that we're driving this economy down to its knees, and they have other plans in store.
Sure.
Well, think about this. So out of every 43% of every dollar spent in America that the government spends, 43%. So when you say we want health care, we want the stimulus package, well, understand $43 of that $100 came from China, for example, came from some other country.
Right.
So why do we have the right to demand from China money? You know, we don't. China only gives that because they want to own us. They're like the creditor, like, oh, this is pretty cool. You know, whoever, Jesus said, whoever borrows is slave to the lender.
Yeah.
And this is how Rome ended. Rome ended when they extended themselves out financially. They put their military out in too many wars at the same time. They had gridlock in their government. I mean, all the components of how Rome ended, this is where America is right now.
Sure.
Wow.
73% of our gross domestic product, that's the things and stuff that we build, 73% of it goes to our debt. 73%. That means $73 out of every $100 we produce of a product or a service in our country goes to paying off this credit card.
Wow.
That means only $28 from every $100 do we have any leeway in, like, I don't know, another war?
mm-hmm.
Another 9/11?
Mm.
You know, a couple disasters hit us? The Mississippi split? Like, you know, some of the things we're hearing might happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then crumble, right?
All right.
That we're overextended. America is creating $4 billion a day in debt. $4 billion a day. A day.
B?
A day.
$8 billion?
A billion with a B.
Wow.
And that's $120 billion a month. And they're talking about this physical cliff. They're not talking like it's not. This is physical money cliff. That's what they're saying. They're not saying like a physical exam, you know, that kind of physical. They're talking like a fiscal, that it's a financial cliff coming, and it starts at midnight, December 31st, which is like 77, 76 days away.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that automatically, at the stroke of midnight. And like, ever how many days it is between now when you're listening to this and the 31st of December 2012, all these Bush tax cuts end, and across the board, we're getting pushed over a cliff. And all these things that we've overextended ourselves, it's almost like we've been set up.
Sure.
To bring crisis into our country. And everybody sleeps. The church snores while we're held captive by our philosophies and traditions that nullify and makes God's word of non-effect. It's like, we're going to have to wake up. We're going to have to wake up. We are walking towards the edge of a cliff. They tried to push Jesus off a cliff. You know, they came and they didn't like what he was saying, even though they thought it was religious, but they were going to push Jesus off a cliff. And of course, Jesus just basically said, freeze, you know, and he walked through them and left, but they were going to push him over the cliff. You don't tell me that Satan does not want to push the Jews and the Christians off a cliff.
Right.
Don't think that that these camps were something historically in the past that will never come again. That these ovens and ghettos and things that happen. Realize Satan hates God's people. He hates human race, period. But he'll use the human race to be able to come against those that are gods.
Right.
Possessive gods, not Mormon gods. So I just want to encourage you that pay attention, wake up, don't have to worry about, there's nothing to worry about. There is something to worry about if you're not paying attention, but if you're not worried, if you're listening to God, if you're abiding with God, you need to begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to do that, go to iabide.org and get your plan today and get started today walking, hearing, learning his voice. Go to VFN TV, begin to watch the word, listen to the teachings, understand the voice of the Lord, and you got so much available for you at VFN TV. Go to vfntv.com and begin to watch it now.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation. And I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an I something, or and something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you, or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it,
Don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so that you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Yeah, there was some sort of basketball tournament that was going on in Brooklyn. And after the basketball tournament.
Tournament?
What?
Tournament?
Was it a tournament?
Tournament.
Tournament.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it tournament?
It's happening.
Is it tournament?
What's happening? What happened?
Is it tournament or tournament?
Are you trying to say I'm talking different?
No, I just tournament.
Just, you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You were talking about a tournament?
A tournament. But anyway, there was this basketball game.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
If you've been listening, you know what we're just sharing a perspective, trying to get a Word of God perspective of what's going on right now. You got to hear it because if you haven't heard it, there's a warning. Mm-hmm. You know, it is, I mean, think about this, EZ12.org, EZ12.org. We are a sign. We are a sign to you. And in the context of that is we've been walking out this prophetic word, and you look at prophets that do certain things, and God lets us know what's taking place, and then he tells us, you know, through a prophet, or we hear it from a prophet, and that prophet is basically somebody just hearing what God's saying and obeying what he's doing and saying what he told them to say. And in that, God lets us know what's about to happen. And mm-hmm. we're seeing things happen just like God said that they would. But also, he lets us know that with every situation, he provides a way out. And the way for us is just to repent, for the church. Just repent. Quit saying we're right when we're wrong mm-hmm. and get right. That's get right with God. And realize, too, that though the things, some of the things we're talking about, and we talk about everything, so... And is it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. You're not going to have one without the other. He says that those that give up anything for him and for Jesus Christ and his kingdom in this lifetime will receive it back 100-fold in this lifetime and the lifetime to come. But with it, persecution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he talks about the seed and the sower, he says, this one is sowed upon rocky places, this one's sowed upon areas of thorns and thistles. This was on path, but this one was on good soil. But he said, but persecution came in because of the seed, because of the word. And it's like, it's just not going to be like this Hollywood version of the gospel that's been going out over America, where you have stunt people that come in and serve your persecution time. You're going to have to walk through something, you know, and get through something to be able to have something in God. So it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. So when you hear us talk about the worst of times, we got to talk about it because the people who are going to be experiencing the worst of times can move over into the best of times and say, you know what? I want to move on to God's side on this thing. I don't want to be on the wrong side of history. But I think about this. I just had met with a law enforcement officer last night. And a couple of years ago, I had a chance to be able to share prophetically what God was going to be doing. And I spoke to those in authority in that particular area. And of course, if you're used to delivering prophetic words is kind of like, it's kind of like talking to a wall. You know, people, you just can't get a, they can't get a grid for it. That's why they have to understand who that person is talking to them in relationship to God, that, hey, I better listen to this, even though I'm not feeling it right now. This is, and of course they didn't listen. And now I sat in a meeting last night with one of these law enforcement officers that were there in the midst of all that, who defended status quo, saying everything that I told them that would be taking place is now has taken place. Everything. One of which is that that crime has gotten so high now, that particular county has the highest crime rate in entire state that they're in, that murders have gone up, burglaries have gone up, economy has gone down, businesses have closed, budgets aren't there, they're undermanned for law enforcement, they're undermanned where the Department of Justice is coming in and saying that the jail system in that county totally run wrong, and that it's undermanned, and everything just seems to be, and the only answer is we got to have more money. It's like, there's not going to be more money. That's the whole thing. Yeah. We're going to go through some times where we got to balance our lives and balance this reality. And for the church, it'll happen at the cross, you know, and for everybody else, I'll just benefit off the church repenting. And here they are walking this out right before us and testifying of this reality. And not only just crime, but violent crime has gone up where, you know, this is what he said. They're no longer where two young people would be upset with each other and they would fist fight and they'd finish the fight and then they would be friends afterwards. Mm-hmm. Today they pull guns out. They pull, this is what the officer's saying. They pull guns out and shoot one another and do these violent type crimes, and said even people in one part of this particular county is going to the other part of the county, and they're no longer robbing that part of the county. It's like, you know, this is just the beginning.
Wow.
This is the beginning. And if you haven't yet heard the Elijah Storm, you need to go to VFNTV.com, go to VFNTV on your menu and watch the Elijah Storm. It's time to start listening, prudent preparation, and realize that, but understand this, it's going to be the best, it's going to be a huge harvest of souls coming in. You know, the dogmaticness and the hard-headedness and the hard-heartedness and the stiff-neckedness. I mean, there's nothing softer than a heart that's been through great tragedy. And there's nothing looser than a neck that has been humbled down and been bent down. And realize God loves everyone. And this storm was brought and allowed to come in their life so that you could preach to them the good news and God could heal them, forgive them, restore them, and begin to bring them back to a better place than they've ever been in their entire life before. Time to preach the gospel. And God has shown me thousands. Thousands are going to be coming to him in a powerful way, and just get ready. You know, get ready for the harvest of men and women who are going to be, they're going to be so drawn to God that it's not going to be what you said. You just have to give them the opportunity to come.
That's right.
Give them the opportunity to come. And not only that, the fullness of who he is. Broken legs being healed and deformities being pressed out, and the power of God moving so powerfully that the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees are going to freak out and run, because what do you do with Jesus walking through your city when you've been preaching religion for so long of a God you didn't even know? And that's what happened with the religious folks of Jesus's days, that they could have just accepted Jesus and begin to move in the power of God, but instead they rejected Jesus and competed with him and became jealous and tried to kill him. And eventually, when God decided now's the time, they even had him killed. And but all these things the Lord has shown me. And so it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. And you need to redefine what the best of time is, because the best of time is not what the American gospel said it is. The best of time is when you are walking with God. You're walking with God. It makes me think about, you know, in the days of Jesus' life, when he's walking in his ministry and he's talking about rich. Rich meant this, that you had a day's worth of clothes and 2 days worth of food.
Wow. A day?
Yeah. This is what Tozer writes about.
Wow.
And so in the context of that, we're very rich. And yeah. Obviously that ain't working.
Not at all.
And so, but if we'll turn to God, then he'll let us continue to walk in this blessing that he has given us. And when you compare it like that, when God himself was saying, through his son, Jesus Christ, this is rich. Imagine how he sees Americans, because Americans, poorest folks, find them wherever they're at, are richer than 80% of the world's population, which is almost 7 billion now.
Mm.
Think about it. That's amazing.
It's huge.
I would say, he would say we're rich.
Mm.
You know, and much is given.
Much is required.
Much is required. So, I mean, I'm telling you, just last night I had this meeting with this officer, and this officer who was in the earlier conversation sometime back, now was talking like, he's like, hello. I'm thinking like, this is that.
Hmm.
And
connect the dots.
That doesn't connect.
Hmm.
And the only hope that he presented that they're looking for is money.
Hmm.
And it's like, you can't keep on printing money. It's just not going to keep happening. So you're gonna have to figure out how to do this thing with wisdom and not just throwing cash at it.
Yeah.
And but just cheer up. Realize, if you have not yet heard the Elijah Storm, you need to hear the Elijah Storm. Watch it. You watch it on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com. Look on your menu at the top. It should say VFN TV. Click on that and look and go through the teachings, the prophetic words there, and look for the Elijah Storm. After that, you know, is this nation under judgment? Then watch God's perspective of, you know, a state of the nation. The state of the nation, kind of getting the perspective of what's actually taking place. You know, and is America under God's judgment? You know, watch that as well. And you're going to get a good grid for what's going on. And then a tell between two kings. We're going to have to decide who's going to be our king. Is it going to be Jesus, or is it going to be man? Who's going to be our government for the church? Is the government of America going to be our church, or is the government of God?
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, because the kingdom of God does not operate off the rules of order. Robert's rules of order.
So right.
Robert's off the Holy Spirit's rules of order under the leadership of Jesus Christ. And so be encouraged. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. You want to be able to say, don't give up the blessing because you're not willing to go through something. Brace yourself.
Mm.
Humble yourself. Begin to abide with the Lord now before this thing picks up its momentum, and realize that you're about to see wonderful, awesome things take place in your lifetime.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.